Well, let's catch up on the rural news now with Eric Frickberg. Hi, Eric.
Good morning to you.
Now, some good news for wool producers. It's been a tough time for them. What's going on?
Well, it's an interesting development. The industry was very hard hit by COVID, but in the past few weeks, there's been a recovery in prices of both coarse and fine wool. The economic pressures and disruption created by the pandemic resulted in significant reduced demand from overseas mills for much of the year. But PGG Wrightson's general manager for wool, Grant Edwards, says while the situation remains turbulent, it's seeing renewed demand out of China, and that's helping to drag up prices.
We've seen some lifts in the markets across all wool types. As discussed previously, we saw a 35 to 40% drop in all prices for all types at COVID when we went into lockdown. Of course, it significantly affects and does continue to do so the supply chain, the challenges of COVID. So to your point, yes, we've clawed back close to those levels to be close to being on par to where we were pre-COVID. Some half-bred wool types would certainly be back at pre-COVID levels, whereas crossbreds would be very close and merinos are closing in.
Now, Grant Edwards says despite the recovery, crossbred wool prices still aren't at acceptable levels. Now, that's a long-term challenge for the industry. Farmers can sometimes actually make a loss in harvesting their wool.
Now, you were talking about this yesterday, the issue of agricultural machinery operators not being able to get into the country. Any progress?
Not very much at all. There's a bit more of this to come, I hope. As we reported yesterday, there's been a major glitch in the process because there's not enough room available in managed isolation to bring in enough drivers of agricultural machines. In September, Cabinet approved 210 skilled operators of machines like combined harvesters to be allowed to come into the country. But 61 of them have been told they have to wait till February because there's not enough room in MIQ till then. Now, Rural Contractors New Zealand says that'll be way too late for the harvest in many cases, and it's extremely concerned. Well, after a day of searching for a response to this, we finally got one line from the MIQ team to this problem. Quote, "We're aware of the concerns of rural contractors and we're working with MPI to explore possible solutions," unquote. Well, Corin, that's not very much, so we'll be trying to get more on this today. Meanwhile, Federated Farmers has added its voice to the complaints that all this is not nearly good enough. The group says the authorities need to do their utmost to expand MIQ space and allocate vouchers according to the best interests of the wider economy, and that's essential workers.
Okay, keep us updated on that one. Now, new research which could help farmers get more out of their crops.
Yes, interesting one. This higher plant diversity naturally reduces problems with plant-eating insects. That's according to researchers at the University of Waikato. And they found plant-eating insects prefer monocultures. They found biodiversity provides less favoured food for insects, and in addition, it supports their natural predators like spiders and beetles. Now, that suggests that higher biodiversity could help reduce the need for pesticides in agriculture by controlling the pests naturally. Now, the author of the study, Waikato University's Andrew Barnes, says there are other benefits as well.
Planting, say, flower strips in, say, vineyards where those flower strips might attract some of these natural predators, but they can also bring in really important pollinators as well, which of course are really important for things like fruit production.
Now, Dr. Barnes says insect herbivores normally cause an estimated 18 to 26% loss of global crop production. But this is less of a problem in plants with diverse varieties because insects there are less likely to find the plant of their choice in abundance. So it appears that nature maybe does know best after all.
Indeed. Eric Frickberg, thank you very much for that update on the rural news this morning.